A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Samaches, Zvachim 68a, pagination is 135. We're going to be starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page of the Gemara section. And by way of introduction, we want to introduce the concept of Tuma, ritual impurity, as it applies to an animal or bird that dies. Now, on a very basic observance level as we know it, we're simply interested in whether something is kosher or not kosher when it comes to an animal or bird. It could be not kosher because it's the wrong species from the kosher list. It's a lion instead of a deer or cow, etc. Also, it could be non-kosher because it wasn't processed properly or it wasn't healthy. Nevela is the term used for an animal that died without proper shechita. Tereifa is the term used for an animal that was sickly. The important factor over here is that in addition to asking whether it's kosher to be eaten or not, there's another consideration, which is that if an animal dies without shechita, then this animal that you would have wanted to shecht, firstly to make it kosher, but secondly because it will sidestep the issue of ritual impurity, if that animal dies without shechita, it will cause ritual impurity, in Hebrew, tuma. Now, some types of tuma have to do with contact. By a bird, if the bird dies without shechita, then it imparts the impurity to the person, not by contact, but rather beves habelia, as he swallows it. Now, yes, that means that he's swallowing a non-kosher piece of a bird, but that is the way that the ritual impurity would be imparted. So that besides knowing whether an animal is kosher or not, whether the food in front of you is kosher or not, we have another tracing issue that we want to know, even if it's not kosher. But if it died as a result of shechita, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it, but at least it will not impart ritual impurity. Now, for us, typically, we're not so focused on ritual impurity. In our time, without a Beis HaMikdash, without eating truma, etc. But it is a consideration in what level of non-kosher it is. We have such an idea, just to be broad-minded over here, on the topic of milk and meat, where even if an item is not kosher, but if in addition to being non-kosher, it's a mixture of milk and meat, then it takes it to a whole new level of impact, namely, mixture of milk and meat, not allowed to even have benefit from. You're not allowed to even cook that, besides not being allowed to eat it. And therefore, it makes a difference. We're not just asking whether it's kosher or not kosher. In addition, we're asking what type of non-kosher it is. And over here also, if the item is not kosher for some reason, that's one thing. But if it died without a shechita, then not only is it non-kosher, but it also will impart tuma. This has significant ramification on our topic, because when a malika, the nipping of the head that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, as its form of shechita, when that is done, it is possible that even if the bird was not processed properly and will not be kosher and cannot be brought on the Mizbeach or cannot be given to the Kohanim to eat, but it could be that that Malika will at least be mitaher it from Tumas Beis HaBaliyah. It will at least purify it, that it will not have the impurity of the swallowing type of Tumah. Now, that's a lot of words, but if we're methodical, it's a very simple message. The Malika does have an impact so that it doesn't have the Tumah associated with it. Likewise, Shechita, in general, could accomplish something even if it's not going to accomplish regular kosher status. The Rambam, for example, in Avos HaTumah, 3rd Perek, Halacha Aleph, tells us, Nevelas Ha'of HaTahar Mitame Min HaTorah. The carcass of a kosher bird, meaning its species is kosher, it's a dove, Mitame Min HaTorah, but if it died without Shechita, then there's a Tumah associated with it. And the Rambam continues, Kate said, how does this work? It has to do with the swallowing moment. It does not have to do with contact. And after the person has swallowed, so he's become tame on whatever level, but that's it. Because it's the fact that it's in his body is a contact. That's not an active tumah. In Halacha Yud Beis, Oftar Shenitraf, if the bird is sickly, v'nishchat shechita k'shera, but you did a good shechita, shechitasa metaharaso, the shechita will make it tahar, not kosher, but tahar on the levels of tuma and taira, which is a benefit if you're keeping track of tuma and taira. In a similar vein, the Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes, writes, Kol Elu Ha'ofa Shenifsalu, all of these birds that we've been discussing in the Beis HaMikdash, that they became pasul, Mepnei Makom Asiyasan, you're processing them in the wrong place, up, down, on the Mizbeach, O Mepnei Shinui Ma'aseihem, O Shinui Shemam, or the wrong intent, or the wrong procedure, they do not become like the carcass of a bird for Toma, because the Malika makes an impact, and therefore it's Eina Metama Beves HaBaliya, this type of Toma, of the swallowing nature, is not going to apply, because the Malika helps in that regard. Let's take a look at our Mishnah, starting four lines up. Actually, we can do the parentheses as well. Kol ha-psulim shemalko malikasan psula. Any time that malika was done and it was pasul, ve'enu metama beves ha-baliyah, but you will have that it will not have the tumah of the beves ha-baliyah. There's a discussion what to do exactly with this statement of the Mishnah, but on some level it serves us well simply by conversation as means of an overview. The Mishnah states, Molak bismol, if Malika was done with the left hand, Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be done with the right hand, O balayla, or it happened at night, Avoda is supposed to be done during the day, Shochat chulin bifnim, or you did a shechita, but in the wrong place. Non-kodshim, you did inside the azara, or kodshim, you did outside, but a shechita was done. Eina metamas beves ha-baliyah, it's not going to have this tumah of the swallowing nature, because the bird no longer has the tumah associated with it, because a shechita, malika, something was done, it's not an avela. Molak bisakin, but if you did malika, going from that direction of the bird's head, but you did it with a knife, molak chulun bifnim v'kodshim bachutz, or you did malika on a non-carbon. Or you did Malika outside of the Azara. Or, Torin Shelo Higia Zemanon. The tar bird, the turtle dove, is of a certain age, and it didn't reach that age yet. Uvene Yona, or the Bnei Yona, which have to be younger, Sha'avar Zemanon, and they're already older. Shayav Shagapa, if the wing atrophied, so it's as if it's not there. So even though by a bird we're not as careful with it doesn't have to be tumim, but it's not allowed to have a missing limb. Shanismus Eina, it's blinded, it's missing the eye. Vishanikta Aragla, or the leg was cut off, mitame beves habliya, these would cause the tumah of beves habliya because their shchita is not relevant, and therefore it's not going to be mitaher from the status of nevela and the associated tumah. Zahaklal, this is the rule, kol shapsula bekodesh. If the only reason it's being invalidated is because of kodshim, but fundamentally it was a good shechita, so it's not going to have this tumah of beis habliyah, lo haya psula bekodesh, but if the psul was not happening in the azara, in the kodesh, but it came pasul, mitame beis habliyah, then it would be tame beis habliyah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.